What's up, everybody? If you wanna go, go, go.
Bullshit.
And welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Yes! We own you know one this morning.
They already knew what was going on. As soon as Yoshi said bullshit.
It's gonna be, that's the show today. We own some bullshit today.
We own some, let's say BS.
BS.
Mm-hmm. Thank well, you, you say BS all you want
so
to.
So we can see.
We on that BC. Bullshit.
We got today. We got to keep it clean.
Why?
Just to do something different.
First lady ain't here no more.
No, but we're
and
here.
And she know I cuss.
Oh yeah, she do.
Yes,
but and she said she used
our, and I turned it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Oh yeah.
Work it out.
It's not.
Work it out.
He's going to work it out.
Work it out.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something on this good Sunday morning. God ain't through with me.
Boy, Jesus.
Work it out. God is not through with me. He knows that I am a heathen and a hellion and a wretch.
But try.
I got God all in my heart and in my soul.
See, and that is wonderful. And we see it through your words.
You can't say what you are if you don't want to. Do you want to be a heathen?
No, I don't want
to. Okay, then. So we need to change the words that come out of our mouth.
I am a woman of God.
No, not that part.
No, listen. You're taking it too literal.
Okay.
You all y'all got some heathen and hellion in you. I bet you wasn't calling yourself a woman of God when y'all was laid up with them niggas this weekend, was you?
I wasn't laid up.
Because that ain't what good Christian women do.
I haven't laid up.
This week.
I didn't lay up.
This week.
I haven't laid up at all. This week.
Mm-mm. Let's back up. You said weekend.
This week.
Mm-mm. You said weekend. This weekend.
So, see, this is why.
That's right. Weekend.
That's why I can't do y'all goddamn holy rollers and do-gooders.
I've been working so much that my body is so
you ain't hold out this week, right? Vaughn. But what was you doing last week? Was you hoeing last week?
No, because I was gracefully.
And she lying.
Sleeping.
You know what? Let's go on with the show because I'm not gonna put up with this goddamn lies and shit today. Because you already started.
I wasn't home.
How y'all start the show out lying?
I was gracefully sleeping.
Can we just say hello to everybody?
Hey,
yeah.
And let everyone know
because y'all done frustrated.
How's your week been, Yolanda?
Magnificent.
Not the way you look.
With that what? Frown turned upside down. I was on 10 before y'all got there.
You still on 10.
Hold up. How was your week?
Because before y'all damn fun snatchers
came in telling me.
Wait a minute.
Don't claim.
The fun snatcher?
Yes.
Who's the fun snatchers?
What? Deaconess Vaughn and Usher Boyd.
I'm gonna remember this guy.
Yeah.
Because you know it's gonna come a time where
it's gonna be
Glodine gonna show up. No, this
Glow is here.
Like Marina said.
This ain't Glodine. This is here. Glodine that has taken.
This is Glodine P. Fauntleroy. Right champ.
What's the P stand for?
I don't This ain't Glodine.
What's the P stand for, Yolanda?
Pay me my money. That's what the P stand for. Pay me my motherfucking money. That's what the P stand for.
Have a wonderful year. I am done.
I had always said if I had to put GP, you know, Glodine P. Fauntleroy down, as put GP as my initials, what the GP was going to stand for?
God's property.
Stop.
She just ruined my fucking punchline. I'm sick of it. You know what?
How was your week?
It was good. Yoshi. So I wanted to go into today's show because I'm coming back from riding. And you know, y'all ever take a road trip and you just be riding and reflecting? I don't like to drive, but when I do drive, I have a chance to listen to some old music and new music. And then I have a chance to reflect on life
and the universe great. And mm-hmm. how things are, you know.
That's wonderful.
Either.
So what came out of that?
Yes.
Oh. So, DJ, play the first song for us. DJ Yosha's in the house, y'all.
She looking okay. Yeah. She thinking she fucking with me. Is this bitch okay? He say he ain't fucking around. I look at him like, okay. I used to be down bad, but now a bitch okay. I'm pretty than a motherfucker. Hush me looking okay. She thinking that she fucking with me. Is this bitch okay? He say he ain't fucking around. I look at him like, okay. I used to be down bad, but now a bitch okay.
Summer 24, single as a dollar bill. Handsome and wealthy, ain't forget.
So, what I
didn't
got.
Know Jeezy was on it.
Yeah, that's him and JT song. The song is called Okay. Now, y'all see how Jeezy came in that motherfucker and said he's single as a dollar bill.
Summer 24.
Summer 24. That nigga is happy to be divorced. You hear me?
But did you hear the whole. His whole verse.
I didn't hear the whole verse. Can we focus on the first verse,
yeah,
ma'am?
Yeah, but that whole verse is limited. I know.
God damn it.
So can we focus on that? Because it's fire.
We don't have that much show left. Okay. We'll listen to it on the way home. Now, can you focus, God damn it?
Girl, go ahead.
On I'm single as a dollar bill, and it's the summertime of 24.
Summer 24.
That boy is so happy to be divorced. He done got that baby from Jeannie.
So he has full custody?
He done got custody.
I thought mama was...
Full custody?
Mama said he has custody of her. And I thought she didn't, because she was like, I think I read. I said, maybe joint. And she said, no.
She got, he got full custody of that baby.
Because he said he was going to prove it. One day, this is like in the very beginning.
You got to be on some. You done let the man take the baby from you. I pray for Jeannie, cause I like Jeannie. You know what I'm saying? I like her. I don't know what happened there.
He said when she went against me, that was the worst thing she could have did.
Yeah, I don't think I would have went against.
That's what he said. Jesus. He said she. That's the worst thing that she could have done is go against him, cause now he's going for everything.
Wow.
You know, well.
What is Jeezy sign?
I don't know. Let's guess.
That's
what you think he is.
Like
a Leo?
Let's see.
I don't know. He probably a Virgo or a Libra or something. That sounds like some Virgo Libra shit. Like, you went against me. I'm going to take you for everything.
Well, no, because she was trying to put him in jail for having weapons in the house and that she feared her life.
And that he had hit her.
Oh, yeah. So you did all that. Well, now I don't blame it. What is his sign?
Libra.
And I tell you.
Okay.
They vindictive.
Yeah. He said that's the worst thing. Because he tried.
He tried.
Okay. He tried to work with her.
But let me correct myself. I'm sorry, Jeezy.
My understanding is like right she had the baby and she just wanted the baby to be all on reality TV. And he was like, he didn't sign up for that. He did not want his children in the forefront or anything like that. So I don't know. I wasn't, you know, too much of a fan of Jenny Mai.
Her and that mama thought they were going to come in and change
it. Well, I thought she was very entertaining. And I probably like her mom more than I even like her. But I don't know. Like I said, that's between them. I don't know the ins and outs of that. I love Jeannie Mai as an entertainer, but I also love Jeezy as an entertainer. Things got sticky. Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with us. But that nigga happy.
Yes,
he is really happy to be single and be a single dad. And I'm happy for him.
Now he can raise Morocco with the rest of the kids. Is her name Morocco? Monica.
Yeah. Monica something like or something.
Yeah. With the rest of the kids.
Another person featured in this song is JT, who is living wild and free right now that she's no longer with the City Girls. No, JT and Lil Mama is Young Miami. Yeah, they over with. It's a wrap.
Okay, when you said she's living free, I thought you meant
her and Uzi Vert
was done.
I don't project that to last.
I don't know. They've been together for a long time,
a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I stand to be quieted. Mm-hmm. But her and Miami is no longer together.
As City Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Well, I knew that was coming from the very beginning. Mm. I saw it.
And when she say,
because JT is the better rapper for one.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
And even though Young Miami held it down.
Yes, she did. While, all the whole time she was in
she
jail.
She did. She held it down. But I don't know what, I'm not going to put the Diddy thing in there, but it just seemed like Young Miami lost her focus.
She did. Probably.
And JT was ready to.
I was done with Young Miami when she said, you know, went all viral about letting niggas piss on her. Yeah. I just, because that was too much for me.
But
she comes in on the song, she say, I'm prettier than a motherfucker. You other bitches is okay. I think that, I said, look, this was my first time hearing the song, and I said, ooh.
Oh. Yeah, you got to listen to
it. Oh, hold on. Sound like my kind of song. This dude told me the other day, he said, Yoshi, you know why hoes don't like you? I said, why? He said, because you walk around this motherfucker like you about to drop your album.
Oh, my goodness. But and the sad part about it is they can be like that, too. Everybody got a choice.
But I got so tickled because I had to think about it for a minute. And I do be walking around sometimes like I'm about to drop my album.
That's okay. And but there's nothing wrong with it.
That's that confidence.
Very confident.
And that's all you got to
have. That's that confidence.
And you're right. People don't like that because they don't know how to possess. Either they don't know how to possess it or they don't want you to possess it.
But I told y'all before, you're supposed to shine, but don't shine too bright. Mm-hmm. Supposed to smile, but don't smile too big. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to speak your mind, but watch what you say and don't offend nobody. I don't live like that. So, yeah,
So, okay, you brought up the point about JT saying I'm pretty as an MF-er and everybody else is okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the whole little spiel, the verse of the intro, mm-hmm. I don't have all the words here with me, mm-hmm. but just how she came in, she's basically setting her presence as, I'm not regular.
Right.
I'm top tier. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to box me into that regular bitch box when mm-hmm. I know I'm top tier, top shelf. Mm-hmm. And I think when more women start projecting that and feeling that here and here, mm-hmm. I'm touching my head and my heart, and living it, mm-hmm. then I think men can kind of see your worth and value you more, because when you're always speaking down upon yourself mm-hmm. and normalizing yourself and, you know, you got to be your own cheerleader first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to mm-hmm. tell right. people how to treat you. Mm-hmm. You got to show people in how you treat yourself, how mm-hmm. they going to treat you. You know how many men that came to me and say, I ain't even step to you because I know I can't afford you. Mm-hmm. I ain't even step to you because I know I can't do for you what your husband or other niggas done for you. And I appreciate that, number one, because I get offended when a man who is not ready for me comes to try to take up my space. And no, baby, you ain't ready for this. You got to be this tall to ride this ride. You need to see the little sign outside the fair. And you can't be here trying to ride this ride because, baby, you ain't tall enough.
I was going to say, I was add to that. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you as a person will know what you will allow, what you will receive, right. and what you will dismiss.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not confident in yourself or put yourself on that in that tier, or mm-hmm. if you unbox yourself where everybody trying to box you in, then you're going to fall into that trap of accepting anything.
Right. And I don't want anybody to mistake what I'm saying as though I'm being materialistic or just about money. And don't get me wrong. I love a nigga with some money. I love a nigga with some big pockets.
I mean, who don't?
Right.
Well, you know, us, the normalizing girls. Oh, it ain't all about the money.
I mean, it's not.
It's not. I don't think it's all about the money. But I've been one to say on many occasions, I got money, but I want a nigga with some money too. I don't want nobody broke just because I got some money. Mm-hmm. I am a get money chick who loves niggas who can get money or got money.
Mm-hmm. Well, money makes the world go round.
Right.
That's number one. And you can't do nothing without having a dollar.
I like expensive food, and I like, shit, I do. I eat good, baby. If I'm sitting down somewhere and my plate ain't at least $40, I ain't eating right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I eat right if it's less than 40, so.
Right.
Now, come on, we talking about fine dining. I ain't talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a good Texas Roadhouse or something.
I mean, I could run up a bill at Texas Roadhouse. Yeah.
Right, you sure can.
Because I'm going to eat
the
filet mignon.
Right.
They got something there.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's good.
Because I ain't about to be carving and
you know Texas Roadhouse good when you can't find a park
in
the next business parking lot.
Right, every city.
But my favorite thing at Texas Roadhouse is the damn rolls. However, I'm going to have me a filet mignon when I get there. We're going to spend some money. So, getting back on track, I need somebody who can afford my lifestyle. I can afford it. Mm-hmm. I make it so I can afford it. Right. But I need the man who with me to make sure he can afford it, too.
Absolutely. All right.
Or get on. So that song, why I really played that was because it pumped me up. It got me in that mindset of you got to get ready to call people out and tell them this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. And... Mm-hmm. If you trying to block this shine, just go on and move out the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that song is really calling folks out.
And it's really hyping you up for y'all ain't going to be playing in my face no more. That's one of them songs where you ain't playing in my face no more. I'm going to show you what it is.
Okay.
Playtime's over. So, DJ, go on to my next song that kind of hyped me up in the car today.
Clarilla. It's 7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees. I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me.
Let's go.
I'm about to show my ass. These niggas love freak. How the fuck is that your man? If he right here with me.
That's another one. God.
Woo!
Damn, Glorilla.
Well, you know, I always say Glorilla can't do any wrong in my eyes.
She can't.
At all.
She can't.
That's my girl. I've been riding with her ever since they was on the car singing Dummies.
That's another hype me up
song. I mean, that came out the gate, out the fire.
They was waiting for
that
song to drop.
That was a diamond that came out of the kiln.
They begged for her to drop that song.
That right there was precious.
That's we needed that.
That's precious.
That is the summer anthem for the ladies of 2024.
I see them jokers.
Let me tell you. Dudes fuck with
dudes
glow.
Dudes liking it?
Yeah, dudes fuck with glow. Oh, yes.
They like big glow.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know dudes was loving it like that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Out of all the female rappers, she is top tier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. Yeah, dudes fuck with her. DJ, you like glow?
He said that's a no.
He different. Yoshi, I forgot. I don't like his music
cut
anyway.
From a different cloth.
He is. I don't even know why I asked him.
And so, y'all ain't gonna talk about my best friend now. My best friend has great music taste because we have similar music taste.
We're not gonna talk about that.
I don't appreciate you bashing glow like that, but...
He does have great music taste.
What do you mean, my music?
When
taste?
We discuss music and we all had to play what? Let's not go there.
No, you know, because y'all was on some R&B.
What was that? What was the game?
Oh, on Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance.
We had to.
I remember that.
They said my list was whack, but you asked for my list.
But
and
not
I gave
only
you
that,
my list.
You, your club music is whack.
What you mean, my club music?
What like
music?
I don't know, some mess you be listening to.
No, because I listen to all genres of music.
Yes, you do listen to all genres, but me and EB, we weren't feeling it.
You talking about the house music, like from up north, like DC? No, not DC. You talking about from like the Jersey area?
We were talking about
club music.
Yeah, but
that's house
what
music.
What you would get a girl's attention on?
Oh, that's what you
would never get my attention on any of that stuff you was playing.
But that's fine. That's you. I'm going off of.
To listen to the music because I remember the episode.
But
I'm going
I didn't
off
think
of
it was like, that bad. I can't remember verbatim, but
I didn't think it was that bad. Because I think the disconnect was it was like to get the girl in the mood.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to get like, the girl in the mood.
What would you play? And I went off of, yeah, man, like a lot of it. Oh, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It wasn't that, though. Like, it wasn't that at all. It was like one of them was, what's the not there's the Lil Jon them that, the bed.
Some cut.
No, no, it wasn't that.
That was
Trillville.
One.
Isn't that Trillville?
That was Trillville. Yeah. Yeah, Trillville was
no,
one.
No, it was like house music. That
it was not
like
house music.
What, like why house would music? That song get me in the mood to have sex?
Not to have sex, but like in the mood,
to
like
loosen up.
Yeah, to like feel, you know, because you're in the club and you're trying trying to, you know, get the girl's attention, and it's like, what song would
that song
to get her in the, like, to get her.
I can't even remember where the list is.
That's okay. Cool. But
no, that's my taste.
All of,
y'all can go back to Glorilla in a second. I just feel like my taste of music is from a wide range of different experiences and things in my life. I was, you know, being born in the Caribbean, and so that opens me up to a different as far as an ability to listen to like global music. I'm into rap, England rap now, England hip hop. Mm. You know, there is a lot of things that I listen to jazz, like on Sunday, don't nothing play in my house but jazz music.
Oh, okay.
I have an extreme.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
I'm just saying,
music
but
show.
You can go ahead and do that. But I'm just saying, like, don't come for me music wise because I just like hip hop now as a whole.
It was just moment.
You know, music people get offended.
I know. I got offended
talk
too.
About they.
Y'all are so good.
I'm not doing this shit with y'all. It's not 7 p.m. Friday, and it's not 95 degrees.
But it's Sunday.
Do a nigga got y'all?
Yep. Heck no.
Almost days.
And I ain't got no nigga, and a nigga ain't got me.
Well, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Ayy.
Because I got a man. I'm just joking. Let me stop.
You got a man.
No.
See, we don't went all off track with Glow Song. I forgot my whole thought.
But if you think he your nigga, then why he here with me?
Well, yeah. That's what, and see, that's that energy that I kind of got from the first song, because like they played back to back. Like, I hate to just put it out there, but y'all better watch y'all niggas. That's all I'm saying. You better watch them. Because, you know, summertime is the season where people do the breaking up. They just be like, you know what? F it.
It's hot out here. I ain't trying to get no extra body heat.
Right. So I just think y'all need to check yourselves and your relationships and make sure everything is on point. Don't get too comfortable. Don't act like them folk won't walk on you. Because
it's going to get cold. When it's cold outside.
Well, when it's back time for matching pajamas again, then they'll make up with the girlfriend after they done talked shit about them.
I think I done seen a dude with three different families in matching pajamas, so that don't even matter anymore either.
See what I'm talking about?
In the same season.
Again, this is why I don't post niggas on my Facebook page. Mm-mm.
What I said, why you don't post him? Because he ain't missing.
That's right. He ain't missing. And y'all don't need to know who he is until he my mister.
There you go.
Okay. DJ, next song.
Since you wanna be gone, shit, I don't really like it, but I gotta take it. Damn, 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 girl. When you coming back? So you never coming back, yeah. I don't really care.
Now, who
so
is that?
This song, you don't remember that song? So that song is, so that was an old school one. You know, I didn't change the channel by then. Somebody Else by Mario and Nicki Minaj. That's probably one of my favorite Mario songs, right? But what got me so tickled and had me cackling. See, I get that little lingo from my grandma. Tickle and cackling. What got me so tickled was when he said, so when you coming back, so you never coming back? Yeah. Cause niggas think y'all be playing with them.
Yeah.
When you say you leaving and you done with it and it's a wrap, right?
Because it's like, how many times have you said that before and never did anything?
So that's why I want everybody to just go in and listen to the lyrics of the song. Because even when Nicki's verse come in, she let him know, nigga, I done warned you too many times. You playing in my face and you think I'm not serious about taking my stance on how you going to treat me and my expectations of you. And so when he like, so you want to be grown, you left me all alone. See, I'm the problem because I'm tired of this shit. Sir, you not going to flip this back on me. Then he go in. So when you coming back? So you never coming back?
Yeah.
See?
Left you on read.
Why is that my favorite lyric of the song?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
Yeah, because I want you to think that you got me like that. But sir, no, you don't.
You know, some people think they have built you up to be a certain way, you know, to be this person. And they're quick to take that credit when they did not do anything for you.
I don't even think that they feel like they built you up.
Oh, yeah, some people do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. I raised you.
Or they feel like they are the best that you've ever had or the best that you can, or they're the best that you could get.
And you're going to never get nobody better than this.
Right.
And that's not true.
So,
you ain't did shit for me.
The glow up. When I switch up on niggas, cause I don't never go from okay. I don't never go from a 7 to a 5. Mm-hmm. So when let's even take that out of it. I don't even fuck with 7s. So I'm gonna go 8 to 10. So I would never date down. Trust and believe. Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna leave you and do better for myself, I'm going to find a nigga. I'm going to stay single, number one, until I can find that nigga that when you see me with, you be like, God damn. So you going to be calling me late on. So I saw you and your nigga today.
Why? You should have waved.
And come and introduce you.
In the black Benz. I saw you and your nigga today in the AMG. And so how that nigga treating you?
Good.
Great.
Very well.
You didn't see it?
Yeah,
no, you watched.
Those are the comments I give. Very well.
I say, what pointers did you take?
I am very happy. Mm-hmm. Dick is very good. Excellent. Top tier. 5 stars. Would recommend.
But you know, dudes ain't gonna never acknowledge that. And women, they're not gonna acknowledge that.
Because most times when men cheat or move on, It's never with anybody who is well, I can't say that, but I know with mine, everybody that I've seen with, you know, they new women, I be like, oh, that's what you with now? All right.
Well, are you looking at physical appearance or what are you looking at?
I look at the overall picture.
Overall
career path, overall appearance. What she got going on with her life, what she doing. I ain't really seen nobody who, you know, an ex of mine I've been with that, you know, I would be like,
feel like it matched
up.
Oh,
well, I could see why he's with her. No.
No. Mm-mm. Not one?
Not a one.
I don't know who my ex is with.
Right.
Oh, I be investigating.
I don't.
You know, it's entertainment for me. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes.
I don't think I even see them in the streets no more.
I mean, you know, you could buy, you might be, look.
I'm serious. I don't.
I'm going to be messy.
I don't.
You might be at a black party and run up on.
Because this world is so small.
You know, Columbia's a small place.
It is.
The world.
And, you know, people come to you with info sometimes and they be like, girl, let me tell you who your ex man. Oh, that's nice. But just based on that, I don't do the whole, I'm going to go trolling her page. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. I see what I see because I'm still friends with all my exes on social media. So I can see what I can see. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when they post their little pictures with their new boo, I be like, oh, that's,
Would you know any of them?
No, I haven't known. Yeah, I don't know of them, but I know people who know of them.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, most of the time people come back to you with information. But, so those were the songs that, oh, wait a minute, DJ, this is my last and my favorite. Susie doesn't like this song.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
now.
Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together. Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together. Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together. Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together.
Really?
People take me, let them pistols my.
Okay.
Oh, it cut him.
He let it run too long, but it's okay.
Oh.
So, you know, I love that song, number one, because when I be in my sports car, she said, when we switching lane, that's my favorite part of the song. But, nigga, we go together. Tell them hoes we go together. So I know I've been on a rant this whole time about niggas playing in your face. You got to let them know how to treat you. But then when you finally come around, and now you back with your dude, this new dude that you with. And now you putting your foot down, you marking your territory.
But what if he don't want to go with you?
If he want to take up my space, he do want to go with me. I ain't never, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't never really been with no nigga who ain't just really want to be, you know, he ain't want to go together. So, y'all know how I am. I tell men, nigga, we go together. Tell them hoes we go together. Shut the phone down. Stop taking the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's cool in the game.
I can bypass that one.
You can bypass it?
Yeah. I mean, the song is a little catchy. It's a little, you know, very adolescent. However. It is. I mean,
y'all know.
Have you listened to any, like, a lot of her songs? Like, one day I sat in the car and I listened. I'm like, who in the world
I'm not taking planted it that this literally.
Girl?
It's just a fun song.
It's a fun song.
However, I can't even listen to it.
But, yeah, I don't want to.
And y'all know this. I said it as soon as I heard it. I couldn't even get past. But now what I did read, that part is paying homage to Jamie Foxx on his first album because he stated that in a song. And she felt like he does not get the recognition that he deserves as far as music so musically inclined. So that is why she implemented that part. Now, I did like that. Uh-huh. When I read that, I said, that is amazing. I like that part. But other than that, I don't like the song. I just.
So there, there are times where I tap into my younger self, my little Yosh. So I think my little Yosh really enjoys that song. So if I was 16 and I had heard that song, that would be my shit.
But a lot of people love it.
Right. Like, I find a lot of people. So I just think it's a fun song.
It is. There's nothing in the song that I can just
remotely, you know, connect with, but except for you, because that's how I be on niggas. I be like, you don't want to act right? Gone.
Pew.
But yeah, I just love it. It's fun. So those were my writing songs for the day. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share them. And
I'm definitely feeling that JT and Jeezy.
I have to listen his to the entire song. I haven't heard. Verse I didn't even know he was on there.
I heard many more songs because I drove all the way from Raleigh. Mm-hmm. So those were the three songs that I said reminded me of my podcast mates. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell y'all that. So, and here's what's crazy.
Okay.
If y'all listen to this episode, what do we call them in the universe? The web, what do you call them?
In the web slams.
If you listen to the energy of everyone per every song that I named, I knew Vaughn was going to like the one with JT and Jeezy. I knew Sue was going to be more partial to the one with Glorilla. And of course, the one with Sexy Red was going to be the one that I was more partial to. So if you see the energy, I mapped that out just like it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I like the Glorilla one too now.
And you know, somebody else was just one that I threw in there because I just had to snicker and cackle at that.
Mario?
Ain't coming home, yeah. So you're never coming back?
No. Are you sure you're not coming back?
Since we're about to end the show, before we end the show, I wanted to ask a question. And the question is, you just give me a statement. I'm a woman of my word until.
Vaughn?
I am a woman of my word until.
Here she go.
Siri did it on her own.
Siri said she wants to shine.
I am a woman of Siri, my word.
Siri trying to help her figure out her answer. Sorry, I don't understand. Siri still trying to help her. Lord, jeez.
That is very, I am a woman of my word until.
What makes you break your word? Like, I say this up until, like, I'm gonna give you my example.
Okay.
I'm a woman of my word until, you know how we get in a car with somebody and we going on a long road trip, and you say, "Let me know when you're ready for me to drive," and I help out.
Okay, because that was such an open ended
the whole time. No. Like, it could be relationships, it could be at work, it could be anything, but I'll be quick to tell somebody. I just said that to say, I'll be quick to tell somebody, like, oh, I'm going to be up the whole time. I don't sleep well when other people are driving. Let me know when you need me to help. And I'm sleep like a goddamn baby over there, the goddamn passenger seat. So I'm a woman of my word until that. So.
Oh, okay. Because I was all over the place.
It could be anything. So you're a woman. So something that you've caught yourself before saying, I can't believe I did that. Because, you know, I normally stick to my word or my guns when I say this, but then I backtrack. It could be like
it could be about saying I'm gonna get up Saturday morning and cook breakfast, and I know I ain't getting up early Saturday morning to cook breakfast.
So you a woman of your word until you open up your eye.
Because I might have been feeling good to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get up in the morning and cook a good breakfast and wake us up to a nice pot of coffee, and then Saturday morning come 8 o'clock, and I'm like,
and he done beat your whole vertebra out, and now you ain't got the scruff.
I can't move.
Laying there, I'm like tired. In a crime scene.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So I'm a woman of my word until the next day come.
Ma'am, Etna.
I don't know. I think I'm a woman of my word until I'm hungry. Cause if you, I'm like that Snicker bar.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. Snicker.
Then you get hangry.
Till I get hangry.
And then how you be acting?
Cause I'm hungry. I don't get hungry after dinner, boy, but when
okay.
I
so
eat,
what you be doing?
I want to eat.
I know,
ready to go.
But what you be doing?
All bets off.
All
until
bets
I get
off
some
until
food.
You get some food. Oh shit! And she threw the glasses down.
Okay.
Y'all.
Damn it.
Note.
Feed
to self. Sue.
Do not let.
Don't let
have
the,
some
don't let
in
the 10th
car.
Hour come and
have some pinochles or some cookies in the car.
And some water.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it. You know.
Cookies always make you feel better. When I was younger, my grandmother always kept a lot of like little cookies and treats in the house. And so we would get in trouble or do something bad or, you know, whatever. And she would always walk around and say, "You want a cookie?"
Like a cookie.
And it was like,
a
cookie did always make, you think about when you eat a cookie.
Feel better.
Does a cookie make you feel better?
It's just what I want.
Make me feel guilty.
No, cookies make me feel good.
If it's what I want at the time.
Cookies are great.
What kind of cookies? Chocolate chip?
I mean, you see, you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. You know what? In the goddamn show.
I like the daggone cookies.
Here we go.
With the pecans or something.
Pecan sandies?
Pecan sandies.
No, not the pecan sandies.
I like pecan sandies.
I like with the chocolate chip. I just like chocolate chip and pecan.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, just don't put no caramel in my cookies.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I like caramel and pecan.
I like ooey gooey and hard and crunchy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
You're
a woman of your...
So, you are a woman of your word until ooey gooey, and crunchy, and sticky,
yes,
and icky.
And guess what? I'll be the first one. F you, nigga. You ain't never coming back.
We already know this, right?
And then, already.
We already
one of them
it.
Lonely nights.
Look,
and guess what? Then I'll be back on it. Yes, daddy, yes. Woo, woo. Okay.
So,
you can end the show. I'm the woman of my word till that wood come through. All
we already know this.
Take us out. Where can they find us?
Lord Jesus. Lord. Y'all can find us on all platform podcasts. Because you are a mess over there. You can also find us on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. Never miss an episode. And check us out on Instagram, Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk. And that is it for me. I am done over here. Because I don't know what done jumped into this body over here. Because we already know
the truth. I told y'all we was going to be on some bullshit today.
You are so right. And I didn't know where it was going. But I see where it took us.
I know just how.
Okay.
Cause
okay,
I love you.
Okay, LDB.
Sue, you can't. She can't even do it.
If you want to, I want to go now.
Each week, get do out. Something to improve your physical, financial, social. Self-care is very necessary. Laughter is good for the soul.
And all them lies over there, too.